The liberal media is very upset that Donald Trump, well, I guess that he exists and that he may very well win the election in a few weeks, but their anger was boosted even more when he attended the Al Smith Catholic Charity Dinner this week and did a hilarious stand-up comedy routine, because it's customary on election years to have both presidential candidates from both parties attend and make fun of themselves and each other. But Kamala Harris chickened out. And if you missed my video yesterday, you definitely got to go and check it out, because I show some of the highlights of Trump's jokes and Jim Gaffigan, the host's jokes. But because he was so hilarious and well-received, the liberal media is saying that Donald Trump was booed at the Al Smith dinner and he totally sucked. This from Newsweek magazine. Former President Donald Trump received some boos from the crowd after delivering a series of jokes at the Al Smith charity dinner in New York City, which included mocking Vice President Kamala Harris for her absence. Of course, the angry black woman over at MSNBC, ironically named Joy Reid, says that Donald Trump's jokes at the Al Smith dinner fell flat.
Tonight on The Readout, that is Trump where he's most comfortable as an entertainer. Although he wasn't very entertaining at the Al Smith dinner, maybe because of his reported exhaustion, which is apparently why he's skipping any more serious interviews.
Once again, they're cherry-picking their supposed facts and casting Donald Trump in a false light, because the entire stand-up routine was nearly 30 minutes long, and he did get booed because he did tell one particular joke which was a little bit too distasteful for the Catholic audience, which he quickly acknowledged.
A major issue in this race is childcare, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away. That's a nasty one. That's nasty.
In case you didn't know, Kamala Harris's husband had an affair with his nanny on his first wife.
I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough.
Okay, see, so he was booed because he knew that's a little bit too harsh at a Catholic charity event. So, big deal. The host of the event, Jim Gaffigan, who did a fantastic job and completely shredded the Democrat Party. Again, go check yesterday's video in case you missed it. He also got booed because he made too little of a distasteful joke about Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris's trajectory has been astounding. In just the course of a couple months, she went from mediocre vice president to everyone's mamala. This is, of course, a historic race for many reasons, right? If Vice President Harris wins this election, not only would she be the first female president, a black woman would occupy the White House, a former Trump resident. Obviously, you wouldn't be renting to her. I mean, that would never happen anyway. Maybe if Doug did the signing. All right. That one didn't work.
He's referencing a very, very old allegation that's completely bogus, that Donald Trump didn't want to rent any of his apartment buildings to black people. Nobody with a brain could possibly say that this wasn't some of the best comedy of the year.
The stupid show, The View, is so bad now that the other day I was watching it and thinking to myself, you know what? They really need to bring Rosie O'Donnell back.
Speaking of the old bags on The View, they were, of course, upset that Donald Trump was invited by the Archdiocese of New York to attend the event, as is customary, like I said, for both Republican and Democrat presidential candidates, except for cowardly Kamala, broke that tradition.
So is this Catholic Church event normalizing a guy who's already broken 11 of the 10 commandments? Yeah. What do you think?
I think so. You know, I hate to break with tradition, because this is a tradition, and it's a tradition to have both presidential candidates come to this particular dinner. But sometimes there's a time to break tradition. You can't have a felon, a liar. I think he stands against everything and flies in the face of it, everything that a Catholic believes and holds dear. He is not a faithful man.
Well, too bad, lady, because everybody there loved him.
I just want to thank everybody. This is a special evening. It's a very serious evening, I think. We have some serious problems in the world, but they're going to get solved, and we're going to make America great again. And thank you very much, and God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chuck Schumer's over there rolling his eyes while he's getting a standing ovation. Oh, look at all the Democrats are sitting down. There's Mike Bloomberg, sourpuss. And while normal people were having a good time attending the annual Al Smith charity dinner, Kamala Harris was ranting and raving like a lunatic about, well, you guessed it.
Donald Trump should never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again!
Those are her actual words. Those are her new talking points, by the way. And she is repeating them like a mockingbird on the campaign trail in other cities.
Should never again have the privilege of standing behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again. Never again!
So this was in Michigan. The first one was in Wisconsin. So she's screaming like a lunatic everywhere now. And because so many men instinctively despise Kamala and her support among male Democrats is stunningly low, the Democrats are obviously scrambling, trying to figure out what to do. Barack Obama was calling on the brothers to step up and support her, his fellow black people. And now this MSNBC contributor says that we all need therapy because we're all a bunch of sexists.
You know, I think men are in crisis, actually, in this country.
Well, there is a masculinity crisis, yes. We have seen the white dudes for Kamala. So, I mean, you are true, but that's not her point, of course. She thinks that we're the problem.
I think that plays out different ways. And not all men are in crisis, of course. And not all men are just at home listening to Joe Rogan, being angry or being recruited to fascism. Some just need therapy, like we all do. I go to therapy. That's great. But I think we need to have a real conversation about that rather than allowing this kind of drift toward this faux masculinity that we see Donald Trump evincing.
So, and what I see is
we can't allow men to be men anymore in America. We need them to be participating in women's sports. Would you like to share some more bad news with the former men who happen to still be watching the Clown News Network, sir?
But here's the deal. If you believe that Donald Trump has somehow become less popular over time, let me change your mind about that. In fact, he is more popular at this point in the campaign than he was at this point in the 2020 campaign or the 2016 campaign. Look, he's still underwater, right, with a negative 9-point net favorability rating. But that is higher than he was in 2020 at minus 12 points when he nearly won. And it is way higher.
The favorability rating doesn't have to do with actually or a close correlation with who actually is going to vote for him. Because a lot of people personally don't like him, don't like his attitude, don't like his childish behavior occasionally, but they're still going to vote for him for the policies.
Higher than the minus 27 net favorability back in 2016 when he did win. So I think there's this real question in Kamala Harris's mind, in the campaign's mind, why is Trump more popular now than he was at this point in 2020 and 2016? And I think that is why you're seeing the sharpening attacks, because they want to put him back down to here, or even there's no way that they're necessarily going to back down to here, but they want to make Trump more unpopular than he is right now, because he's more popular now than either point in 2020 or 2016.
So they're going back to their old tricks. This from The Atlantic, which is repeated now daily on MSNBC and CNN and from the twits on Twitter. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and if you're a regular viewer. Please share links to my videos on your social media accounts and encourage other people to come and subscribe and check it out, because we're going to have to bypass YouTube's shadow banning or their visibility filter manually. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.